on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, and an Australian national who sees the Indo-Pacific profoundly. I've never been there, so this is a map to me. But Gregory, there are events in Europe, and I call upon your measure of what they mean. First, positively, there will be a new prime minister soon enough. The polling and the newspapers in London all point to Liz Truss, the foreign minister, as being the new premier. Liz Truss has spoken forcefully against the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and she's spoken forcefully that the People's Republic of China is now an adversary in the same rank as the Kremlin. And that is important because the UK is a member of AUKUS, this alliance that uses Australia as the hinge, Perth in particular, the United States, and the United Kingdom. So what does Liz Truss's ascendancy to the premiership of the dominant Conservative Party mean to the Solomons, mean to Sri Lanka, mean to the Indo-Pacific?
We have to bear in mind, and as Boris Johnson pointed out, when taking the UK out of the European Union, and he had to reassert Britain's role as a global trading power. And that global trading power literally means gaining some of the great treasure in the one, if you like, economic growth area, which is the Indo-Pacific. Yes, there are problems with the PRC economy and the like, but the reality is that the Indo-Pacific and its emerging set of free trade zones is where Britain can prosper in the future. So Britain has put naval forces into the region. It put its one of its aircraft carrier battle groups into the area. It's got this new patrol boat projection. We'll have submarine projection coming shortly. The Royal Australian Navy is sending personnel to train on British nuclear submarines in preparation for Australia getting nuclear submarines, and so on. So Liz Truss, as was Boris Johnson, is very, very pro building the Indo-Pacific link and particularly strong on building the AUKUS, the Australia-UK-United States alliance, to include Australia. And so that's a number one priority for her. I'm not sure that Liz Truss has the same xenophobia against Russia that Boris Johnson has had, but she is, that's almost a negative because it draws Britain into a lot of wasteful expenditure against Russia when it really needs to be putting its money into positive power projection around the world in a naval sense. She will do that. She has been to the Indo-Pacific many times, to Australia, India, and the like. She is, and of course, to Japan, where the UK and Japan have built strategic relationships in regard to new fighter programs and the light fighter aircraft. So she is committed there, and this is going to really escalate matters. And of course, she will have to face whether some of these Commonwealth countries, such as the Solomons and Kiribati, decide whether they will stay in the Commonwealth and stay as parliamentary democracies. So this is a year of test for Britain, and she's going to be out there helping to woo the countries like Solomons and Kiribati and Papua New Guinea and the like. So it's going to be important. Britain is now a global player once again, thanks to the fact that it withdrew from the European Union. It could be argued that it's not the most powerful country in the world. Well, okay, but it still carries a lot of weight, both in terms of prestige and influence, and it does have a very powerful and capable armed forces who will be operating there. And by the way, a lot of the European Union NATO members are also now starting to project power into the Indo-Pacific. A recent exercise in Australia has involved the German Air Force, the Luftwaffe, and a number of other European air forces who have sent first-rank combat aircraft and support material down into Australia to stimulate the defense of the region against the People's Republic of China.
The United States, they've announced opening of embassies in Kiribati and Tonga. However, the United States is much, much taken with the war in Ukraine. What does that mean for the Indo-Pacific?
Every bit of money that the U.S. spends on supporting Ukraine in this war, including the diversion of essential materiel and live ammunition rounds to Ukraine, takes away from the U.S. ability to operate efficiently in the Indo-Pacific and weakens it at a time when the People's Republic of China is escalating its military adventurism into the region. The U.S. Is not capable of doing all of this at once. I know that a lot of Defense Department personnel are extremely worried that their 100% commitment to containing the People's Liberation Army and the PRC generally is being undermined by the White House's commitment to taking away U.S. defense equipment and ordnance to the Ukraine war, and there is no replacement in sight for that equipment or ammunition. So the U.S. is going back to the production lines to produce Javelin missiles, HIMARS, artillery rounds and the like, but that leaves the U.S. at the moment extremely vulnerable. Yes, it's developing a lot of very competent new systems, including a huge range of standoff weapons, hypersonic and supersonic, to be launched from the B-2 and from the new B-21 Raider bomber. So this will be a great ability against China, but right now there's a gap.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, apprising the Indo-Pacific as there's a change of leadership in London. 80 years ago, right now, FDR and the Congress committed the United States to push back against the Imperial Japanese. Do we have to do it again in the next century against the Imperial Chinese? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.